Big Ten last time he was here, we were announcing that we were joining the Big Ten as a sport affiliate member in June of 2013. He's here today for the first Big Ten men's lacrosse game. If you just want to open a quick comment, then we'll take
Very, very briefly, and then I'll answer whatever questions you may have. So, yeah, this is the first Big Ten men's lacrosse game, and so I wanted to be here, and I came out this morning. It's a busy time in the conference with whether it's the wrestling or ice hockey or basketball or an inaugural lacrosse game. So it was great competition. It's great to see the kids compete, and I know the Rutgers kids were disappointed, but I thought that they gave a great effort for a team that hasn't had a lot of success. I thought they played awful hard. And obviously Hopkins made the goals when they needed to make them to come from behind. So it was a fun game to watch, highly competitive. I think the thing that is really unique when I come out to these events is to see just not only the competition, but to look at the people who are playing. And it's obviously how passionate and engaged they are. It is college sports, and they are college students. And I get a big kick out of just seeing them come up here and express themselves and talk about their game and talk about what it means to them. And, you know, Hopkins has been doing this for a long time. They have 44 national championships. Maryland has 11. I think Rutgers has one. So they have all of them. And so it's kind of neat to have a conference that's been around since 1896, but to have a first. And whether it's expansion or whether it's a new affiliate member or a new sport, all that's wrapped into one here with Rutgers, with John Hopkins, with a new sport and an inaugural set of games. It's pretty exciting, and I wanted to be here for it, so glad I could be here.
How much have you guys found just the investment in this sport to be fulfilling and the long-term kind of
responsibility? You know, the sport has been around for a long, long time, you know, since the 19th century. But for us, it's new. We've had teams that have sponsored it, but we haven't had a conference championship. We don't do that until we have six members that sponsor. And so we're really excited about it, and to have, you know, some teams playing in it that have such an incredible legacy around lacrosse gives us instant credibility. So we're building, and it's new. And yet we have schools like Hopkins and Maryland who've had so much success over the decades. And the other thing that's interesting about it is that this is a sport that's always had great roots in the Mid-Atlantic and in the New York, New England area, but not so much in the Midwest, but it's really catching on at the youth level, club level, and the intercollegiate level. So, you know, we're hopeful. It's a growth sport for us. The Big Ten Network is glad to have some games. I know ESPNU is glad to have some games. And somebody was saying, you know, it's really grown dramatically at the youth level, but the number of teams sponsoring it hasn't grown commensurately. So the players are better. There are more good players. There are more good coaches. There's more good competition. And it used to be that probably there were maybe six or eight teams that could challenge nationally, and there's probably triple that number. And I think that, you know, it'll continue to grow. On one hand. On the other hand, I think it's harder to win because there are more good programs and fewer and more good players commensurate with the growth of the team. So I think competition is going to continue to be intense.
The last time you were here, there were so many unknowns about what Big Ten lacrosse was going to mean and yield in the intervening year and a half or so. Now to have seen the product on the field, what are some of the things that have happened behind the scenes that you think have been kind of most significant in the Big Ten's involvement in this?
Well, I think both coaches have remarked on the support they've received from people who work in our championships. Wendy Fallon heads it up, and both coaches mentioned her. But whether it's in the marketing area, whether it's in the television area with Mark Silverman and the Big Ten Network, or whether it's in our championships area, you know, they're getting a lot of support. For 90% of the kids who play sports in the Big Ten, the Big Ten championship level, they're not going to be professionals. Most of them aren't going to be Olympians. So the Big Ten Championship or the NCAA Championship is the pinnacle of their competitive experience, and we try to treat it that way. And so when you have an inaugural event, whether it's a hockey event or whether it's a lacrosse event, we try to pay the right amount of attention, the appropriate amount of attention, because we think that championship's very important to the players and to the coaches. And I think you can see by the seriousness of the comments of the players and the focus that they have and they bring to the game. It's very important to them, and as a result, we try to make sure that it's at least that important to us.
Commissioner, can you talk about this game in particular being the kickoff in the Big Ten Conference, and how important was it that it was very competitive?
Well, you know, I mean, you can never preordain how competitive a game will or won't be, but it was obvious to me that Rutgers came to play, you know, right from the first face-off. They were in the net, I think, 12 seconds or 14 seconds, so they came ready to play. And it's also, it was obvious to me, you know, for Johns Hopkins' perspective, you know, they coaches talked about two bites of the apple, you know, and they had a very challenging non-conference schedule, lost a lot of close games, had a lot of adversity. So this is the beginning of the new season. It's the beginning of the regular season championship, which will lead into a postseason, which will produce an automatic qualifier for the NCAA lacrosse championship. So I think, you know, really important historically, really important competitively. Both teams, I think, were ready to play. I think both teams had great weeks of practice, if I could hear what the coaches were saying. And both groups put an awful lot into the game. So I thought it was played at a, I'm not a lacrosse expert, but it looked to me like it was played at a highly passionate, intense level, and it went right down to the last quarter, and took quite a bit for Hopkins to come back and win the game.
Commissioner, the Big Ten is born of tremendous rivalries,
yep,
and tradition, and of course you have the Hopkins-Maryland, one of the oldest rivalries in sports. How much will you think that would be played up on the Big Ten Network?
Yeah, I mean, I think you when you have an asset like that, and I do think that rivalries are assets, it's sort of interesting that with the expansion that's happened around the country, there's been a lot of tradition. You know, one of the negatives is we've lost some of the tradition, whether it's the Georgetown-Syracuse basketball game or the Pitt-Penn State football game. So I take a lot of joy and a lot of satisfaction in the fact that, you know, with Maryland and Johns Hopkins playing in the same conference environment, we'll have that game every year, and that is probably the Michigan-Ohio State of lacrosse. And so, you know, treat it respectfully, enthusiastic about it, you know, being under our umbrella, and I think it's a you know, really important part of college lacrosse, and really pleased that it's happening under a Big Ten banner.
What has been the reaction to lacrosse from the member institutions that don't talk to lacrosse?
I don't know. you know, I think they, you know, first of all, we have the broadest base conference in the country from every perspective. We have over 9,500 athletes that receive over $200 million of financial aid. We have 350 teams. We have 42 or 43 different sports, 28 championships. So not everybody plays everything. And so I think people recognize that lacrosse is a growth sport. I think they recognize how important it was to Maryland. And so that, you know, when we saw an opportunity to create a championship, we have not done an affiliate membership before. I mean, it's pretty unique for us to do this. But there was a lot of support to do it. And it was in part for Maryland, in part for the sport, in part for the conference, because we want to live in this area, just not visit it. This is an area that's replete with, you know, great high schools, great high school students, great markets, great interest, and there are a lot of Big Ten people who live in this area. We've got a lot of Rutgers people, a lot of Maryland people, a lot of Hopkins people, but there are a lot of people, you know, from the Midwest who are living in New York, living in Philadelphia, living in Washington, D.C. And so what we found is it's important for us to be here. So as a result, you know, we'll play our men's basketball tournament here, okay, and then we'll play our first lacrosse championship on the men's side at Maryland and the women's side at Rutgers. We have an agreement, understanding with the Yankees for the Pinstripe Bowl. We'll have our basketball tournament in 2018 at Madison Square Garden. So we're doing a lot of things to try to build friendships, relationships in this area. We intend for this to become part and parcel of Big Ten. It's an incredibly competitive corridor. There's an awful lot going on. We know that we won't dominate it. We just want to be part of it. And coming to this event, having, you know, this be the inaugural Big Ten lacrosse game is an effort to do, you know, to act sort of consistent with what we said we wanted to do, which was to build some roots here and build some relationships here.
Well, you know, for me, it's just the storyline of the college hockey season was how impressive and competitive Big Ten hockey was. Is there anything, as you kind of see Big Ten hockey emerge as a new part of the conference, that you can expect to emulate that, or we can expect to see the Big Ten emulate that across that?
You know, it's interesting. You never know from year to year exactly how competitive you'll be. You know, your goal is always to do it the right way, to do it with the right people, and we have resources, so you hope to have your fair share of success. But I think that at the end of the day, it's the experience of the athlete, it's the experience of the fan. You want to win championships. Every kid who, whether they lace skates up or gets ready to play their sport, you know, dreams of being successful. But for us, it's a process. It's college lacrosse. It's college basketball. It's done with kids who are going to school full time. And for us, it's about, you know, hockey is not new for our schools, but it's new for the conference. Lacrosse is not new for the schools, but it's new for the conference. So what we want to do is create an environment where we add something to it. And, you know, over time, we would love to be the best at what we do. But in the meantime, what you want to do is just build the best mousetrap, the best competitive environment, the best marketing, the best support for the teams. And then the schools are the ones that hire the coaches and recruit the young people and get them through school. And they will, at the end of the day, determine how good we are. We won't, because the action is very much local, and we just try to create the umbrella for the competition to make it as good as it could be. Okay.
Thank you.
Commissioner, I met you with Kevin Green.
Hey, Kevin. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Work with Kevin.
Right.
Yeah.
Nearly got it.
Good to see you.
It's great.
Yeah.
The Big Ten's been so great for Maryland.
Yeah.
So
it's been great having Maryland. I can tell you that.
It's been super.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.